This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named John Cashin. J-O-H-N-C-A-S-H-I-N. Date of birth 01/30/1957. Date of appointment July 11, 2024. Requesting physician Daniel Mead. D-A-N-I-E-L-M-E-A-D, R-P-A. Dear Daniel Mead, I have the pleasure of seeing John Cashin today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 67-year-old right-handed Caucasian man. For the last 1 year, he's having headache and dizziness. He has a history of two head injuries. One was 1 year ago and the another was 15 years ago. He had a COVID in winter of 2023, and since then he is having a headache and dizziness. Headache, it can be several days in a row and several days no headache. It is usually frontal and back of the head. It aggravated when tipped the head sidewise. It is dull, not throbbing, once in a while nauseous, no vomiting, no photophobia, no phonophobia. Dizziness come with headache. When he stand up quickly, he feels headache and dizzy. Sometime ibuprofen helps. Sleep also help. He was prescribed meclizine. He is not using it. Past medical history of closed head injury, history of fracture of the skull, history of subdural hematoma, chronic allergic conjunctivitis, left knee pain, tick bite, history of second hand smoker, hypertension, benign familial tremor, BPH, essential hypertension, hearing loss on the left side, hyperlipidemia, past surgical history, excision of the melanoma in the right arm, inguinal hernia repair on the left side, vasectomy. Allergy, no known drug allergy. Medication, hydrochlorothiazide, lisinopril, atorvastatin, sumatriptan, meclizine, Centrum Silver. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. Retired, divorced, lives alone, have two children, family history, mother alive with hypertension, father deceased, cancer of the esophagus. He was alcoholic and he was a smoker. One sister, healthy, review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having headache, lightheadedness, physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, south bowel, on present, next upper, there is no carotid bruise, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal. Left side ear is deaf, right side is normal. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, action tremor of the hands present, tremors of the head present. Motor system examination is strength 5 or 5, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed. Presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 67-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, atypical migraine. Number 2, essential tremor. Number 3, dizziness. Number 4, hearing loss on the left side. Number 5, history of head injury. Number 6, history of chronic subdural hematoma. Next paragraph, a dizziness can be a part of the atypical migraine. It can be due to the decreased blood pressure. I advised him to check the blood pressure when he feels dizzy. Advised him to be well hydrated and use ibuprofen and Tylenol when have dizziness and headache. I would like to order MRI of the brain. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.